T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tonight, the Democrats will debate, well, at least some of the candidates. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, it is KDKA-TV's political analyst John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, Larry, great to be with you. I think we can still say Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Well, my first question is, why just 6 of the Democratic candidates, and who's left that's not included?
Yeah, well, part of it is that the rules got tighter, and they will continue to get tighter as we go into the primary season. This is a remarkable debate in a couple different ways. It's the first debate of 2020. It's the last debate before voting starts in Iowa on February 3rd at their caucuses. It's the smallest debate with 6 candidates qualifying, and that is because the qualification rules, they get a little complicated, but they require you to have X percent, 5% support in certain kinds of polls, 7% in other polls, and a whole lot of contributors have to be giving to your campaign, including contributions not just from the 4 states that are voting in February, but from at least 20 different states. So the rules are tighter, more complicated, and that's why we have a smaller debate stage this evening. But, hey, they sometimes think smaller debate stages make for better debates. We shall see.
Well, there are 6, and now these names are overall much more familiar to most Americans, whether you be Democrat or Republican, starting with former Vice President Joe Biden.
Yes, Joe Biden, who just got a little boost in another poll that came out within the last 24 hours, he's now in the lead in Iowa, narrowly. All of these leads are within margin of error, and so it could be any one of the 4, which would be obviously Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or Pete Buttigieg. They're all within single digits of each other in the Iowa caucuses, and people may not realize the Iowa caucuses, they're bizarre. They're weird. You have to actually show up and stay. It's not like you go and vote and go home. That's what a primary is. But a caucus requires you to show up and stay for a few hours at least as they run through. You know, they'll say, well, all the Biden people go over in that corner and all the Buttigieg people in that corner.
Really?
Yeah. And then if you don't make the threshold, if you don't get X percent, I believe it's 15% in the first round of the caucus, the folks who are backing those with under 15% get to walk to different corners of the other remaining candidates. And so you've got your second and third and fourth choices that get played out here. So it's really different than what we are used to in Pennsylvania, but that will be the Iowa caucus coming up on February 3rd. And as I say, this is the last opportunity in a debate for particularly these 4 major candidates. You also have Senator Amy Klobuchar. Let's not leave her out, the Midwestern candidate. She's come to Pittsburgh, campaigned in Pittsburgh, actually.
Right.
And Tom Steyer, the multi-billionaire, who was able to, no doubt with the help of his money, get enough of the qualifying numbers so that he could participate at the very last minute in this particular debate. So we shall see where it all goes, but it's going to be interesting. It'll be fun to watch.
One of the sidebars of the 6 will be the interaction between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, because we learned that perhaps Bernie, in a conversation with her at some point, suggested a woman couldn't be president.
Yeah, you know, and that seems so contrary to the expressions that he has made over the years. And if you've seen some of this or heard some of this, he apparently decades ago said a woman could be president of the United States. It might just not be Elizabeth Warren that he would like to be president, since he's obviously running against her. So these 2 very liberal candidates who have braced each other in the Senate on so many issues seem to recognize that they need to take a few votes away from each other in order to come out in the lead. And so you have Sanders suggesting that a woman couldn't be president, at least not this time round, and that that Warren is the candidate of the elite. And, of course, Warren striking back at Biden, or I'm sorry, striking back at Bernie Sanders, saying how unfortunate it is that he's reduced himself to this and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, it's just politics. And the whole thing is it's an effort to try to take votes away from each other when they stand in these corners in the caucus room on February 3rd.
And we will get a little flavor of that. So a lot, maybe more interest in this tonight because it's whittled down to the six candidates. We'll see how this shakes out and talk to you after tomorrow, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah, look forward to it. And just, you know, for those who enjoy these debates, there's more coming. There's another one scheduled right before the New Hampshire primary, the debate on February 7th in Manchester, New Hampshire, before the February 11th primary. So this stuff ain't ending soon. We're just getting started in the presidential year of 2020.
Watch John Delano on KDKA-TV this afternoon. John, thanks. We'll talk again in the morning.
Hey, always great to be with you, Larry. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.